Over here.
Oh dear. Ah, that's on me already. Oh, right. Okay. I suppose I better mention it to Pauline. And yeah, I was thinking if I did just conversations, I could also do the domestics. And then not record anything to do with the procedures, although there are some things that would probably be okay to record. Yeah. Question of whether I ask Pauline or whether I just do it.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably would be wise to mention it.
Yeah.
I think, because if she saw you with it on,
mm.
doing running a lecture,
mm.
she might think, what's he doing?
Yeah.
So it would probably be better to mention it to her, but say you'll be discreet and not record anything that's.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things like the general conditions to benefit, which are right. But there are other things that I know about and that I will pass on to people to look out for that I wouldn't want, that you wouldn't want outsiders to know. Oh, right.
I must do my back exercises tonight as well, even if I've got to do them when Mum and Dad have gone home. Open the oven
door and jump
back
before
you.
Yeah.
My back feels very stiff.
Do you want a roll?
No, I don't think I do actually.
Okay.
Not now, later.
All right.
nothing to her. That's so funny, that chap's got he has got an Indian accent with a Welsh accent on top. And it's really odd.
Yeah. Yes, because
she was in India.
India, that's right.
3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Mm.
I was on holiday for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then while I was away, she went on holiday straight after.
Yeah.
No, it was our summer holiday. I went off for 2 weeks. When I came back, Paula was off for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Then since then, with me being sick that time and what have you, she was in Cornwall the week, a couple of weeks that I was in.
Yeah.
Visiting, so... just haven't seen one another at all. It was really annoying.
Yeah.
Promotion as well, so she won't be staying that long.
No. Good ones move on so fast, don't they?
Yeah. And thing is, she...
That's why we tend to stay where we are.
No, she could go anytime, because what will happen, the inspectors are put on a register.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there aren't many. In our place, we've got about... 20 or 30 inspectors or more.
Yeah.
But there's only 5 principal inspectors, and she's got principal inspector grade now.
Yeah.
So when she moves, that'll be it. We just won't see her anymore.
Mm.
And it's sad.
Can I have the salt, please, Christine?
We're so lucky with our inspectors, I must admit. We've changed our opinion about Big Boss.
Oh.
Him. Mm. He's very moody.
Yeah.
If everything's going his way, that's fine.
Mm.
If it's not, look out.
That looks quite simple. Ah, that's not.
Guide, guide, Molly when they rolled were needed to defend themselves or to catch, spear or bow and arrow, something, then their hand and eye were quick.
The story of my life. Right. Okay, so what did you think of this team over here?
Very good try to start with. They were good with the singles when they had the skips on their own.
Yes, good.
And they had a very good rhythm with the second one, with the crossing over, but they didn't actually let go of the stick. Really beautifully.
They didn't
want to
let go of
them.
Yes, I did notice that. So how many marks did they get?
16.
16, oh, very good. Very good. Now, how about Patricia and John?
Patricia and John were very good with the singles, got beat nicely. And I do think with the second one, although they rolled around, you did have the courage to let go. That's why I was happy, no
problem. So what marks are they?
17.
Look at that dog. Led between your 2 feet.
I knew he was down there, but I couldn't fail my luck. So where he was.
16, Patricia and John have scored 17.
Margarine? Cracky.
What goes back as far as ice sculpture?
I didn't realise they had margarine that long ago. I thought it was sort of a modern invention. Brian took me round that corner where I slowed down too much. He took me round that corner 3 times today. And he'd say, "Oh, turn left here," and all that. And then we'd be going along. And I'd think, "Oh, I'm coming out to it again. Just turn left up ahead." And here we go. It's not far off, is it?
Still, if you want to do it, I'll just hold it, molded right in.
I bet there were loads of people down there.
Yes, and more coming all the time.
They must dread that.
That basket had about 12 people in it.
12 people?
That's a huge balloon, absolutely huge.
I didn't think they took that many. It looks more like a sausage. The nose, the neck. Yeah. What's he doing?
Spotlight.
Oh, spotlight. Chasing dots of light. I think these recorders must be, it adjusts the level automatically.
Does it?
Mm.
Can we watch a film?
If I cough or something, it goes quiet for a little while and then comes back again. There's Jaws on, Christine. Jaws the Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What it's like, and if it's not very good, we'll watch something else. I don't mind that.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Forget it.
I nearly got involved in that at one time.
You?
Yeah, I was about, say it like that, when I was about 11. As I met this girl who was interested in it, she wanted me to be her partner. Went along once or twice, but
I got
too left feet.
Weren't impressed. I got involved in subject to drama.
Mm?
Like you said, oh, there's an interview for the Sphinx. I went, oh, I thought, oh, go then. Loads of people went.
Mm. Well, it's an audition then.
There's one girl there, she was in our group, she had a brilliant singing voice. She had a really good singing voice. Brilliant.
Yeah, she was. Well, she's dancer, singer, all sorts. Acting. Ha ha. Where's me forward? I had to be careful there.
Yeah, just drop black straight on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
She had her foot up pushing his knee over. Because he had his knee like that.
I must admit, I was never very good at dancing, but I was good at catching.
And they dropped you with there, yeah. Mm.
Never dropped anyone. Step on their feet, yeah. You've left it all.
Yes.
And you've been cruel.
Oh, you're licking your lips and you haven't got a chip, have you?
Go on,
cup of tea. Bum 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 bum. What, the jugs?
Yeah.
I didn't see them properly.
They were like bunches of oranges and lemons.
Oh!
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. In ceramic. A what?
Pocket TV.
Pocket TV.
Radio the block lights.
Good grief, you've got a good memory. A lot of things, didn't she?
Yeah.
It's a really good game we did at Ranmore for remembering people's names.
Yeah.
And it was a bit frightening because we were in a group of 17. And you see what I mean when... I mean, how it starts is like... It was starting with me, I'd have to say, I'm Tony, right? And then you would say, I'm Jackie, and this is Tony. And then Christine would say, I'm Christine, this is Jackie, this is Tony. I was at the end of a group of 17. And I had heard it sort of, you hear it builds up around the room.
Yeah.
So that you can, in the end, when I came to do it, although it was 17 people, I didn't find it too difficult.
No, because you just remember the order that it went round the room in, and if you know the people's names...
That's right. Well, no, these were people I'm... Some of the people I knew, some of the people I hadn't met before. And so I had to sort of go round the room and say, I'm Tony and this is... And go all round. And I got round the room. Yeah. But I was surprised that I got round the room because I'm awful at remembering names. I think I'm going to have to try and...
Daddy, we have a game like that. The second you got that, they said you had to come up with a name. Like a first name. So I said, Kerry Chris.
Oh, yeah. But we had that was quite good. But I must, there's a trick to remembering names, and that is that you use it all the time. So anytime, if you want to remember somebody's name, every time you see them you say hello and their name.
Yeah.
And that sort of imprints it on you. Because I've noticed there's an awful lot of people do that to me.
Yeah. I'm terrible with people's names. Absolutely hopeless. Faces, I can tell you I know someone from looking at them, and I think, where do I know you from?
Yeah.
But names.
Yeah. And that can be difficult in training because you see so many people. And they spend a week looking at you, and they've got one name to remember. But you've got 8 or 12 names to remember.
Yeah.
And you see them 3 weeks later, and they say, oh, hello, Tony. And you think, hello, who the hell are you?
My watch is breaking up.
Breaking up?
Yeah.
What, the strap?
The case. Have a look, there were the strap joints onto the case.
Oh. Oh, I see. Yeah.
See the bit missing?
Yeah, I can. There's another little bit missing a bit further along as well.
Daddy, I thought in one bit they killed Jules and now he's back. What are you doing? Come on,
I think they killed a shark.
Yeah, they killed Jules about half a dozen times.
Yeah. But there's an awful lot of sharks about.
Yeah, but they reckon that this is the same shark, which is rather odd because it's been killed twice now.
But it was killed in Jaws.
And it was killed in the second one as well.
But there's lots of great whites, I mean.
Because this is the fourth film.
Yeah, I know. It was killed in the one where it got trapped in the marina.
That's right.
And it was killed in the first one, so that's two.
But there's thousands and thousands of great whites.
Oh, I don't know how people can eat fish like that.
No, I can't. If you don't take the head off it, I can't eat it. I couldn't even. I had prawn cocktail, and you have a prawn. They put a prawn on top whole. I couldn't eat that. I could have peeled it. And I looked at it and I thought about it. No. I can eat them when they're done, but not when they're not done.
Oh, remember when I was feeding that thing?
I haven't heard a word of this film yet.
Sorry.
Not a single word.
Thank you.
near a log jam in the bay.
Oh, right.
Before all the fishermen come back.
It's incredible when Jules jumps up into a log and walks back, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to have to put a line around it.